This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. FBI Director Christopher Wray told a House of Representatives panel on Thursday the FBI is concerned about the possibility of an organized attack in the United States similar to the one that killed scores of people at a Russian concert hall last month. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
U.S. officials have been worried about the possibility of an attack inspired by the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. But Wray said concerns have escalated following the concert massacre in Russia that killed at least 144 people. Wray also pressed lawmakers to renew a U.S. surveillance program set to expire this month.
The Congress can give us in our fight against foreign adversaries is the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Wray cited the FBI's concerns about terrorism to help persuade lawmakers to boost funding for the agency. But he is likely to face strong pushback from congressional Republicans, as the FBI has become a prime target for former President Donald Trump.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the World Central Kitchen team in Gaza had established a deconfliction plan ahead of time with Israel.
Aid organizations use complex systems to try to keep their teams safe in Gaza. Typically, they send an advanced plan to COGAT, an Israeli defense arm, which then shares it with the army. As deliveries unfold, the aid groups can communicate with the military in real time. Workers for World Central Kitchen carry GPS transmitters that track their locations, according to an organization employee. But many relief workers have expressed concerns about the deconfliction system. It hasn't been working well, says Chris Skopak, a Washington-based official with the aid group Project Hope, citing poor communication and coordination. And when it doesn't work well, he says, people can die. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories, 24 hours.